WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed here, coming at you with another dose of stoic wisdom to fuel your day. Ever feel like that little voice in your head is constantly raining on your parade? You know, the one that whispers doubts and anxieties, turning even the simplest tasks into Mount Everest-worthy challenges. Well, I'm here to tell you, friend, it's time to silence that negativity and unleash the power of positive self-talk. See, what we say to ourselves matters. A lot. It shapes our reality, influences our actions, and ultimately determines how we navigate this crazy roller coaster called life. Think about it when you catch yourself saying things like I can't do this or I am not good enough. Those words become self-fulfilling prophecies. Your brain starts to believe them, limiting your potential and dimming your inner sparkle. So, how do we break free from this negativity trap? How do we write our internal dialogue and cultivate a more positive and empowering mindset? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 powerful strategies to share that will have you feeling like the unstoppable force you truly are. First things first, become aware of your inner critic. Start paying attention to those negative thoughts. Write them down, analyze them. Where do they come from? What triggers them? The more conscious you become of these patterns, the easier it becomes to challenge and reframe them. Next up, replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Instead of dwelling on I can't, try saying I'm capable or I'm learning. Affirmations are like mental muscle builders. They strengthen your belief in yourself and help you visualize success. Think of it as upgrading your internal software to a more positive and powerful version. Third, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of yours, big or small, and celebrate them. When self-doubt creeps in, remind yourself of your past accomplishments and the challenges you've overcome. Fourth, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a perfectly brewed cup of coffee. Cultivating gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you focus on the positive aspects of your reality. Finally, surround yourself with supportive people. You know, those friends who lift you up, believe in you, and celebrate your wins. Those are your cheerleaders, hold onto them tight. Limit your exposure to negativity and invest your energy in relationships that nourish your soul. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to be going wrong? You spill your coffee, miss the bus, and then get stuck in traffic. Well, I've definitely been there. But here's the thing, how you react to those setbacks can make all the difference. Instead of letting frustration take over, try using positive self-talk to turn things around. For example, instead of saying this is the worst day ever, try something like, okay, this is a minor inconvenience, but I can still make the best of it. You could even add a little humor, well, at least my coffee didn't land on my laptop this time. See, by changing your mindset, you can actually influence your experience and turn a seemingly negative situation into an opportunity for growth. So remember, friends, the power is within you. The next time you catch yourself slipping into negative self-talk, stop and ask yourself, what would I say to a friend in this situation? Treat yourself with the same kindness, compassion, and encouragement you'd offer someone you love. Remember those 5 strategies we talked about. Become aware of your inner critic. Replace negativity with positive affirmations. Focus on your strength. Practice gratitude. And surround yourself with supportive people. Put these tools into action today. You've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder of their own awesomeness. Head over to our social media page and let us know what positive affirmations are working for you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.